4:01 on this Wednesday. It's Gamble and Ash, Sports 620 KTAR. So glad you guys could be with us. We got a great hour in store for you. We are very excited, thrilled, and very appreciative for our next two guests coming down and allowing us to talk with them for a full hour on everything that is Phoenix Suns basketball. Still the buzz here in town is about your Phoenix Suns after an unbelievable run to the Western Conference Finals. And the excitement was definitely back after maybe a year of it not being so much with some of the struggles last season. And now we look forward to an offseason that obviously has already gotten off to a quick start with the change in general manager. And then the draft is coming up tomorrow. And then, of course, July 1st is a big, big day for a lot of teams in the NBA as the summer of 2010 is finally here. We have two gentlemen joining us in studio today. One, the owner of your Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver. The other is the head coach of the Phoenix Suns, Alvin Gentry. Gentlemen, first of all, thank you very much for coming down. Good to see you. And I guess this is a pretty big stretch for your basketball team, right?
That's true. We
you always go to the owner. You always turn and go. Go ahead. You take this one.
I'll start this off. Well, Jason Richardson brought lunch to us yesterday when we were here. How come you guys didn't bring lunch?
Oh my God, you're too much. Oh man, I tried to tell my wife asked me about that. I said, honey, first of all, players usually eat after they practice, not before. So we have a caterer that comes in and serves meals after every practice, after every game, and on every team flight.
By the way, did you know your boy Jay Rich was at the USA Algeria game today and left early to beat traffic?
That's just
no way.
That's you should fine him for that.
He left the game before the winning goal was scored.
Well, he must have got the soccer itch because 2 days after our last game, the players all came over to my house and we had a soccer match.
At your house?
At my house. And Jason,
I'll take Nash's team.
he's pretty good, but I'll tell you who.
Goran Dragic is pretty
Goran
good.
Goran Dragic.
you don't want to bet against Goran either.
And Barbosa can play
Barbosa
too, right?
Was good. Yeah. Goran almost took Jaren Collins' head off. He fired a shot from about three quarters of a field, and it went right at Jaren's head, and he barely got out of the
about
way.
About 115 miles
He didn't even try to save it,
yeah.
did he?
Yeah. About 115 miles an hour. Yeah.
Wow. So who's the winning team?
It's embarrassing to say what happened, but of all people, Jared Dudley kicked the winning goal.
Jared Dudley, the guy with no athleticism, kicks the winning
goal.
That's
because he was so slow that everyone ran by. Everyone ran by him.
Actually, Steve Nash has his charity soccer game going on right now in New York. Yeah. And Jared, quote, JMZ,
right,
is playing in that game. Yeah. So they're all there. Well, soccer.
I know we're gonna get a chance for people to chime in. We've had clearly this last week or two with the Phoenix Suns. There's been a lot of questions, a lot of unanswered questions. People, have questions about the future of the organization. What's going to happen with Amari Stoudemire? With the general manager Steve Kerr, we thought was going to stay, and then he's leaving. Dave Griffin's leaving. Alvin, first off, congratulations on getting the contract extension, the extra year picked up.
Thank you.
Well deserved.
Thank you.
It was
very
nice
much.
To see that option picked up for you. You did a great job with this team.
Thank you.
But let's just start with that. There's been a lot of things in the news about, and I'll let you answer this, Robert, about Steve Kerr and the fact that that he's not coming back as the general manager. And I think there's a lot of false information out there. But I want to give you the opportunity. You wanted to keep Steve Kerr as the general manager, right? I mean, this wasn't a thing where he got fired. This wasn't a thing where you were asking him to take a big pay cut to come back. When you were talking with Steve Kerr initially, you were in a position to where you wanted him to come back as the general manager of this team, correct?
I did. Listen, things are never black and white. I did want Steve to come back. Steve and I talked a lot about his situation, over the last couple of years. Obviously, we've had, last year wasn't quite as good. This year was very, very good. Steve did an excellent job. He really did. Having said that, though, anytime you have a change in your organization, you try to step back and figure out how you're going to get better and how you're going to improve. So I congratulate Steve for doing a great job this year, but at the same time, I'm excited about the opportunities to do some things within our organization to improve and to be able to continue to grow and get better.
Alvin, I'll ask you, as important as the owner GM relationship is, a lot of times the GM coach relationship, very important. You had a good one with Steve Kerr, and And obviously moving forward, you'll have to work with whoever the new person is that does come in down the road. How important is that coach-GM relationship?
Oh, I think it's very important. Steve and I, we didn't have a good relationship. We had a great relationship. I think that we were on the same page. Obviously, we had the same goals in mind. The same changes that we thought needed to be made to the team in order to take the next step, you know, mainly the defensive part of it, getting better in the defensive part of it, and just being consistent in what we're doing offensively. We thought that became very important. So we were very much on the same page. I don't see that as a problem with the next guy coming in. Robert and I talked about this a lot, that, you know, we need to have somebody that understand that, you know, he's stepping into a pretty good situation here, that there doesn't need to be a lot of changes made. As Robert said, we need to improve in some areas all around, from the franchise to the basketball part of it, to the management part of it. Some changes need to be made and improvements need to be made. But overall, we got a pretty good product here and a pretty good situation. So whoever steps into that needs to understand that. But I have no doubt that we'll get a real qualified guy in that area, and it'll be a guy that understands what's going on.
We are visiting with Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, the head coach, Alvin Gentry, kind enough to join us for a full hour here on the Gambo and Ash Show, Sports 620 KTAR. We're going to take a real quick timeout. We're going to let you load up the phones. You can also throw some stuff out on Sports 620 KTAR's Facebook page and Twitter, some questions for the gentlemen, and we'll get to those questions. We'll also talk about what the Suns' plans are and what they look for in their next general manager with the owner and the head coach. That's next on Sports 620 KTAR. 4:12 on this Wednesday, Gambo and Ash, Sports 620 KTAR. We are live at the Fish Tank in downtown Phoenix, getting ready for the Yankees and the D-backs, but it is our pleasure to welcome aboard the owner of the Phoenix Suns, Robert Sarver, and the head coach, Alvin Gentry. We'll be with the Suns tomorrow all day. We're going to be at the U.S. Airways Center, broadcasting from one of the rooms upstairs. Which room is it? The Paul Westphal room. And when we get done with our show, we actually will become a NBA draft roundtable here on Sports 620 KTR. So that's tomorrow on the show. But right now we got the owner and the head coach, and they're going to be taking your phone calls and questions as it's a big offseason for the Phoenix Suns, and that's coming up in just a moment.
All right, 602-230-0620. We'll get to your calls in just a second. I want to do a little rapid fire here, a couple of things. You got criticized in a column in the Arizona Republic the other day because you were cheap and you didn't want to buy breakfast for the players, which is, I guess, apparently in the column it said that's the norm, that the normal teams, they buy breakfast for players before they practice. Let me just let you answer that, because you know, I know that's not the case, but I think a lot of our Suns fans look at that and they say, oh, this guy must be cheap. He didn't want to buy breakfast for the players.
Yeah, that's true. You know, sometimes you get about 10% of the facts that come out in a story, and it's a little disappointing to hear. But in that situation, we actually went to a professional catering company a year ago, True Foods, which has a restaurant at 24th and Camelback, because they specialize in healthy food, and our players wanted to eat healthier. And so they come in and cater after every practice and after every game. We also try to have the food on the team plane, you know, be healthy and good. So we definitely want to put the money to make our players healthy. Jason Richardson just took it upon himself to buy breakfast for the team one day.
Just a nice gesture.
Yeah, just a nice gesture. So he hired the catering company at the arena, Levy's Restaurants, and they came in and they set up an omelet bar and a buffet. I wasn't around. I didn't know anything about it. I came in the next day, and Amari said, God, I'm hungry. Where's breakfast? And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, well, we had an omelet bar here yesterday. And so I said, well, hey, big fella, you want breakfast? We'll buy breakfast. So for every day for the rest of the season throughout the entire playoffs, we bought breakfast. And I sent a copy of 21 invoices to the writer that wrote that article and explained that, you know, probably being called cheap didn't make sense considering we bought breakfast every day other than one day.
And normally teams don't buy breakfast for players.
No,
they
no,
come in at
no.
10, they work out till 12, and then they get lunch.
Yeah.
And that's what they normally – so
right.
Teams don't normally buy breakfast. So
even with Alvin's workout, they still usually don't like to have a full stomach.
All right, let me go to the next one. Robert Sarver's cheap. The players weren't able to get playoff tickets without having to buy them. That's another one that we've heard in the media and on get emails. Right? You're cheap. You don't want to give the players – if they want playoff tickets, they've got to buy them because you're not giving them because you want to make money off it. Let's address that.
You know, one of the things that that as a fan, it's difficult to understand is the collective bargaining agreement. And for anybody that wants to look at it, they can pull it up online. It's the NBA CBA. Go to the Players Association website and you can download it. It's 450 pages. It's got a lot of rules in it. It dictates how the business of basketball is run. And in that CBA, you're only allowed to give each player four tickets to every game, period. And a matter of fact, you can't even pick which players seat where. They all have to have the equivalent level of tickets in the arena. And if you want to differentiate, you got to differentiate by age. If you violate that agreement, and yeah, I don't care. I give players tickets to playoff games. It doesn't bother me. But if you get caught doing that, it's called salary cap circumvention, and you're likely to forfeit some draft picks and get fined a lot of money. So you have to follow these rules.
Every team does it. So every player on every team's allowed four tickets, and if they want others, they have to purchase it.
Absolutely. The bottom line is the league has tried to figure out every single possible way that teams would cheat to give players more money, and they have 450 pages to tell you what you can't do so they can stop that.
Since you've taken over this team, do you feel your employees have been have made more money, have been compensated fairly? Because when people call, you know, people cheap, that's one thing they'll try to look at. Hey, how can we cut corners? How can we do this? Right. Do you feel people have, you know, seen their salaries rise, seen their pay increase, and be paid, you know, what's due them for the job they do?
Well, I think, everybody, when you ask them what they appreciate about their job and what they don't, most people will tend to think that they're paid a little less than they deserve. I mean, that's just human nature. We have a consulting company that we brought into the Suns a year and a half ago and did a survey with every employee, 100 questions about how do they feel. So, you know, in general, everyone feels they're not paid enough and maybe should get paid a little more. But, for example, the total salaries in our basketball operations staff when I bought the franchise was $3.2 million. Last year it was $6.2 million. I've got a number of employees in there that have done a great job. They've gone from making $10,000, $20,000 a year to $100,000 a year. Some have gone from $50,000 to $250,000, $75,000 to $500,000. And so we've paid more than when I bought the team. But I don't set really the salary for the key position so much as the market does. There's 30 teams, and those 30 teams in general set the market. We've tried to reward people when we do well. For example, this year, our assistant coaches and a number of members in our basketball staff had a bonus system in place that paid them a bonus this year equivalent to what every one of our players got as a bonus for their playoff share in the league. So there's a lot of things in place that we use to compensate people and want them treated well. And I feel in general we are, though I'm sure we've made some mistakes and some people maybe didn't get what they thought they should get or what they should have gotten.
Hey, next time you take a whole like big group to Nike Town for a shopping spree, can all right, never mind. We are visiting with Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, and the head coach Alvin Gentry. Both are here in studio. We promise you guys an opportunity to talk to both gentlemen, and you can do that at 602-230-0620. We're going to start with Dan in Gilbert. Big off season for the Phoenix Suns. Hi, Dan. You're on with Robert Sarver and Alvin Gentry. How you doing today?
Not too bad. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
First off, Coach, I want to say congratulations on everything you did today with the expectations. You did a really good job.
Thank you.
My question to you, Coach, is it's a two-part question. Do you think Amari has hit his potential ceiling? Example, have we seen the most he's going to do in rebounds? Have we seen the most he's going to do on defense? And if he has or has not, do you think if he does go to a different team, do you think it's going to come back to bite us?
Well, first of all, I think Amari's still improving. You know, he's 27 years old. He made a big jump defensively this year. I think we put a lot more emphasis on the defensive side of the ball this year, and I think he'll continue to improve in that area right there. For the most part, he was a good rebounder for us. Didn't rebound the ball real well in the Lakers series, but he was also away from the basket some in that series. So is he a great player? He's a great player. You know, obviously, we'd like to have him back on our team. Don't think we could have gotten to the conference finals without him. So we'll see. But if you're asking me if he has room for improvement, yeah, I still think he has room for improvement because he's only 27 years old.
All right, let's continue. Maurice is in Chandler. He is next up here on Sports 620 KTR. Hi, Maurice.
Hey, my dogs. What's cracking lacking?
What's up, Maurice?
Hey, Alvin. Hey, Mr. Sarver. Hey, Alvin, I'm a transplant from Detroit, man. So I remember when you was coaching the sidelines of the Palace, man, when you had Grant Hill and everything. And you did a great job, man. You looked at what D'Antoni didn't do right. You looked at what Terry Porter didn't do right. You made some mental notes. You were a loyal assistant coach. Didn't step on anybody's toes. And you implemented the right changes when you took over the job. And that's real smart. Mr. Sarver.
Sound like my brother. are you my brother? Is this my brother Eddie and Ricky?
Go ahead, Maurice. What's your question?
Mr. Sarver, I'm going to say I really appreciate you taking time and taking calls and being accountable to the fans. That's a great thing. And not no owner, no owner does that. I appreciate it. But I'm not going to be coy here. I'm going to take the gloves off. 3 weeks ago, Steve Kerr said he wanted this job. He was excited and was looking forward to signing. A week later, he walks away from it, and out of nowhere, all these changes happen. What? And then on top of that, an 18-year employee who does a great job walks away as well. So now the facts tell me that something had to happen between when he said he's excited to come back and wants to come back and then steps away from it, and then Griffin walks away from it. So there's some gray area that's not making any sense here.
Well, there's always a little gray area. And at the end of a season, when you sit down to talk about a contract or just do a year-end evaluation with someone, there's a lot of discussion. It is gray. And, you know, all I'm going to say publicly is that, you know, Steve did a very good job, and I wish him well. Dave's been here for 17 years. I was a big fan of Dave. When I bought the basketball team, Dave was serving in a capacity – much different than he's served the last few years. Dave was promoted up through the organization, and you know, I was a big fan of his and helped him grow in his career, and now he's going to pursue other things. But you know, at the end of the day, you're not going to get all the truth, and you're not going to get it out of me, and there's certain things that are better kept private, and so I'm not going to open, you know, I'm not going to give you all the details you're looking for. But all I will say is this. You know, I've been in business 27 years. The companies I'm involved in have 15,000 employees. And, you know, there's more to everything than you read when you pick up a newspaper. My commitment is to make this basketball team as good a team as possible. For the last 6 years, we've had the third best winning percentage. We're one of three teams that's won our division title 3 years and gone to the conference finals 3 years. My job is to have a great product. I'm not out to win the press conference, and I'm not out to win the editorial boards. I want to have a good product, and I'm committed to moving forward to do that. I spend the money to do that, and so far we've been able to do it.
We're visiting with Robert Sarver, the owner of your Phoenix Suns, the head coach, Alvin Gentry, both coming off a very successful season, and have come in and joined Gambo and Ash for a full hour here on Sports 620 KTR. We'll continue at 602-230-0620. Gambo 620, Ash 620 at Twitter. If you want to send in some good questions, I'll cipher through them and get you some of the good ones. That's coming up. And also what's coming up, where does the organization stand with Stat Amari Stoudemire? Standing tall and talented, will he do it here in the desert? We'll talk about that next on Sports 620 KTA. 429 Gambo and Ash, Sports 620 KTAR. We are joined here in studio at the Fish Tank outside of Chase Field by Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, head coach Alvin Gentry. Excellent season for the Phoenix Suns. A lot of excitement. We are taking your calls and your questions. You can call in at 602-230-0620. You can also send some questions through email and Twitter and stuff like that to Gambo and I. We'll try to pass them along. Got a good Twitter question I'm going to throw out to Robert Sarver in just a minute. Right now we talk about Amari Stoudemire as July 1st is a deadline. Robert, I want to ask you, and this I'm going to take the media hat off, and I'm just going to be a fan for a second. If I'm doing the math, okay, July 1st, free agency deadline, or it starts, this whirlwind tour that sounds like Amari's going to go on. He's got all these cities he's visiting and stuff like that. And you don't have a GM, and I don't think you're going to have a GM by July 1st. Is that writing on the wall, or can a deal get done without a official GM in place?
Yeah, I mean, a deal can definitely get done without an official GM. The most important relationship for a player is between his head coach and his teammates. And that's really the bond. And Amari has a strong bond with Alvin, and he's got a strong bond with his teammates. What Amari's going to want to know from me is what is the future of this organization? What's the future next year? What's the future the year after? What's the future after Steve Nash? How committed are you going to be to building a championship team around me if I stay here? And what I'm going to tell him is we're very committed. We've had between the seventh and the ninth highest payroll in the league for the last 4 years. We want to continue to improve. We want to build a championship caliber team, and tell him that he's going to be a big part of it. And you know, that'll be our main pitch. But that's the main relationship, the coach and the players. The GM's important, but not as much as the coach and the team.
I think the most important thing with that is financial. I mean, and I think the biggest question is, and I don't know if you can give me an answer or not, are you willing to give Amari Stoudemire a max contract? We've reported for months that's likely not the case here in Phoenix. And how much does his health play a part in that decision? Can you answer that?
Well, I think when you look at who your highest paid player on your team is going to be, and you look at a long-term contract, and you're looking at – now, I've given Amari a max contract before. You remember that. He already had a max contract. He's finishing that up. I think when you look at a second max contract for a player, you need to look at ability on the court. You need to look at leadership, and you need to look at health. And all those things play a factor. I am prepared to give Amari a max contract. It's going to be a question is for how long. I think that's the bigger issue, to be honest with you folks.
Let's go out to Josh, an all-star in Phoenix. Hi, Josh. You're on Sports 620 KTAR.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
Got a question for Robert, but first I wanted to say to Alvin, you know, thank you for, you know, making this past season one of the most memorable in my entire lifetime of being a Suns fan. I really appreciate what you've done with this team.
It was a lot of fun and had great guys to work with. I made it really simple. It really did. I mean, great leadership with Steve and Grant and Amari and, you know, great bench guys that everybody really just accepted their role, and it was a good run for us. Even when we went through the tough time, you know, the December, January thing, guys really just kind of stayed focused and stayed right on board, and we were able to have a great, great finish.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second there, Alvin. The simple part really is probably not accurate. You know, the regular season is one thing, but in the playoffs, the head coaching and the adjustments from game to game and series to series is super, super important. And I think one of the things that really helped us get as far as we got this year was the job Alvin did in terms of having the guts to make changes and to really be creative and make those adjustments during those series. And I think, you know, that was a big part of our success. So not so simple.
Okay, your question for Robert?
My question for Robert is this. You know, now that you've had basically your entire basketball operations staff walk out, how hard do you think it is to find somebody that's actually going to want to work for you anymore?
Well, I wouldn't say walk out. I don't know that that's factual. Second of all, it's not our entire basketball operations staff. When you look at our basketball operations department, in terms of Steve Kerr and Dave Griffin, you're talking about maybe 15%, 20% of that staff. We are inundated with people who are looking at this as a great opportunity. A number of people want to play for a winner. They want to play for a team that has a good opportunity to win. And Phoenix is a very attractive place to live. And so we have a number of people that are interested. So I don't believe we'll have a hard time finding capable people that are excited about coming to Phoenix for that job.
All right, we continue with Robert Sarver, the owner of the Phoenix Suns, head coach Alvin Gentry. We've got some questions from the Twitter world, and we'll get more of your phone calls at 602-230-0620. That's coming up next on Sports 620 KTAR.